This is the CCRA CCG exam. 10 minutes of dictation at 180 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Good afternoon, everyone. Sorry about the last minute change of venue, but last night a pipe burst in the 6th floor bathroom, and as a result, our classroom is underwater. We'll be meeting here just for today, and then as of next week, our new home will be room 306 in the Wilson Building at the east end of the campus. In addition to our new surroundings, it's my pleasure tonight to see a room full of new faces. If you were unable to attend last week's lecture, don't worry, because you didn't miss anything. I was sick with the stomach flu and class was canceled, so I'm afraid we are off to a somewhat rough start. Since this course requires 36 lecture hours, I am going to schedule a makeup session. For those of you that I haven't yet had the pleasure of meeting, I'm your professor, Dr. Michael Springer. You have no idea how encouraging it is to look out at all of these fresh faces and know that so many young people are concerned with the future of education, because we are at a turning point now in so many ways. Our first couple of lectures, as you can see on the syllabus, will focus on one of the most profound changes in higher education. This revolution affects not just the way we deliver content to students and the way we track their progress. It changes, on a very basic level, the entire experience of both teaching and learning. I'm talking about online education. California's community colleges offer more online credits than any other public college system in the country. As of 2018, online enrollment in our community colleges has reached almost 1 million. That's about 11% of all students. However, student outcomes are worse online than they are in traditional classes. Students are less likely to finish an online course than they would be on campus, and when they do complete a course online, they are less likely to do it with a passing grade. We find lower success rates among all types of students over a wide set of subjects, and this is the case at almost all colleges. Indeed, once we control for all the different types of students, we find that online success rates are between 11 and 14% lower than they are in traditional courses. In addition, we find that online learning does nothing to close the gaps in achievement across different sets of students. In fact, those gaps are even larger in online classes. Now for the good news. When we look at long-term outcomes, the picture looks brighter. Students who take at least one online course are more likely than those who study only on campus to earn some kind of degree or to transfer to a four-year school. So obviously, for some students, online courses are in fact a useful tool to help them reach their goals. Do you have a question?
Yes, I intend to be a teacher when I graduate. I'm not sure what level I'll work at yet, but this worries me. Most of the online courses I've seen don't even offer a live class. Teachers and students communicate almost completely in writing. If school goes online, will my whole job just be grading papers and sending emails? That's not what I want.
That's a great question. As you can imagine, I've lost sleep over that very thought myself. The answer is, I certainly hope not. I have always had a very deep conviction that there is a lot more to a college education than books and exams. For many, college is the first step toward being an independent adult and being part of a community outside of the one in which you grew up. So, in my opinion, the more interaction and the more shared experience we can build into this new system, the better it will be both for students and, as you said, for teachers. Keep in mind that online learning is still very new. It's not going to replace the classroom anytime soon. We are just now learning where the issues are that are giving us problems, and there is every reason to believe that we will be able to address those issues with better planning and better technology. Our top priorities right now are to make sure that the most in-demand courses are offered online and to review the quality of those current offerings. Next on the list is to develop methods of tracking student engagement and identify areas that need immediate improvement. Finally, we need better, more complete information on the hidden cost of delivering online courses, such as failing grades and higher dropout rates. These steps are vital to making online learning more efficient. Governor Jerry Brown wants to spend tens of millions of dollars to promote technology across our higher education system. With more funding and new programs on the horizon, colleges have the opportunity to make even greater strides in their online learning programs. As the cost of going to college has risen and access to higher education has declined, community colleges are looking to online learning as one way to better serve student needs, increase access, retain students, and grow the number of them who transfer to four-year schools, all in a cost-effective manner. Our governor has stressed the importance of online classes in the most recent budget for the state's public colleges, providing ample new funds to promote online learning in our three biggest public college sectors, the University of California, our other state schools, and our community college system. In the case of community colleges, he has offered a five-year plan to cover online education with $56.9 million over the next 5 years as of December. Online learning is still a new area, so even though many people in the field are excited by its potential, we haven't yet had a chance to get the big picture of its effect on large numbers of students over a long period of time, which is really what we need. In order for online courses to be any kind of replacement for traditional face-to-face courses, they must not only cost less money, they must also yield similar results for students. Turn that off, please. Well, there's one problem that I suppose is solved by putting classes on the internet. Usually I mention it first thing, but when you come into this classroom, the phones get turned off. I'm glad that happened, though, because it illustrates a good point. What I said just a moment ago about solving the problem was a joke and very much untrue. The fact that all of these students and I can't see a distraction when it happens doesn't eliminate it. What it does eliminate is the teacher's ability to see a problem and to return focus to the issue at hand, which brings me back to our lecture. We have to answer three important questions. First, what are the most popular fields for online learning? Second, how do online courses compare in terms of student completion? Finally, is there a healthy relationship between online learning and long-term student success? By that, we mean earning a degree or moving to a four-year school. We are keeping our focus on community colleges for several reasons. First of all, they compose the largest college system in the nation, and that system has a long history of using technology to bring classes to very large groups of students. Second, online growth in California's community colleges has been very rapid. During the last 2 years, a large portion of our students were enrolled in at least one online course for credit. This is almost 7 times higher than it was in 2002. Finally, community colleges are more likely than other schools to serve those who are not traditional students. These people may be older, they often have jobs as well as families, and so they may benefit more than most from online learning. The first few weeks of the course will go as follows. First, we are going to take a look at the growth of online learning in our community college system. We will focus on growing enrollment and where it is happening. Then we are going to look at student success rates, both long and short term. Once we've covered all the facts, your first writing assignment will be a paper. You are each going to use that data to reach conclusions and to create your own blueprint for where we go from here. You have a question?
Do you think these changes are good for education?
I've struggled with that question just as you're doing right now. My answer is that it's going to be an adjustment. There will be problems and setbacks and mistakes along the way, but ultimately we will be better off. You are not yet old enough to see the trend, but the one constant in every part of life is change, and resisting won't stop it. You might as well stand in the ocean and try to stop a wave. However, what you can do is be a part of that change. Think about the directions it can take and where you'd like to see it go. Then find a way to make that happen. All right, I'm going to let you go a little early today, but don't get used to it. Think about the things we've discussed here. Review the syllabus, read the assignment, and start collecting your thoughts.